Now, this event was for ages 15 to 34. It was held at the Yarmouth Library. What were some of the more popular elements of the event, Steve?
Well, I think there was a really creative exercise called the Tower of Power, which I thought was cool. And that essentially, there were random materials that the facilitators had brought, and the each material had a cost associated with it. And the idea was to maximize profit. You know, out of the gate, we might think the higher you go, the more profit there is, and there is a link there. But if you consume too many resources along the way, you're going to shoot your profit in the foot, which unfortunately my team, although we did have the highest tower, I have to say, but we squandered some resources. And at the end of the day, Adam from Shift Youth Services and his team were the victors. But it was a great learning exercise to learn to balance cost and profit and ego.
And ego. That's the thing, right? Exactly. So this was a great event, I'm sure. I wish I could have been there to see it. 15 to 34 ages, in the age range at least. How many people took part here in Yarmouth?
I think we probably had nearly 20 of us in the room.
That's a good number.
Yeah.
Definitely
I was
a good
really,
number.
Really pleased. And I should say also, we had tremendous support from companies around the community. I tell you, we find ourselves as supportive adults asking people for help and support for different things. But to talk about youth and entrepreneurship, it's never been so easy to get people to participate. You know, companies like Web.com, the Art Gallery of Nova Scotia, which was a great segue into the potency of creativity mm-hmm. as a driver in entrepreneurship. CASA was involved. You know, PharmaSave was involved. Lots of partners really stepping up and making sure the kids could walk away with a really compelling gift bag at the end of it all.
And Steve, youth and entrepreneurship, we've been talking about that. And you had a couple of points you wanted to make as well from a recent report that was released too.
Well, I wanted to draw our attention back to the One Report, the Now or Never report that speaks to the import of really increasing the number of businesses that are being started in Nova Scotia, and the importance of engaging young people in rural Nova Scotia. And I think BizCraft does both of those things, and hopefully it's just the beginning of a lot more activities in our community.
Exactly, and also the Ivany report said rural Nova Scotia, that's the future, you know, so getting the youth involved in that and getting them to stay in their communities is certainly a big thing. But Matt, you've had some roadblocks, you've said, in the past, and you say that might, you know, discourage some youth from starting their own business, but it's about meeting those roadblocks and meeting the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, roadblocks is an interesting concern topic. I was basically paralleling it with properly run software companies, software companies that are very good at getting things done. We, for example, software companies like that I'm familiar with, they address roadblocks at every stage. The moment, let's say there's a team of five developers and one of them is stuck. A roadblock is just defined as simply something where you're not sure how to move ahead, or maybe you can't move ahead. It might be just because of your talent, it might be just a circumstance, maybe it's not your fault at all. And addressing those roadblocks, first of all, being comfortable with them, knowing that they're going to come up, being comfortable with being stuck. Being stuck does not mean the end. So I can see someone starting off, let's say, making a game, just because I'll talk about that. Let's say someone just starting off making a game, the first roadblock is how do I even get started? Even once they get a method to start typing in code, and all of a sudden the code doesn't work, and they have no idea how to fix it, that's a roadblock. Don't be discouraged by those things. They happen all the time. Even to the most experienced developers, it happens all the time. And what I would, if I could teach, is just to be comfortable with that and realize there's always a solution. There's always help out there for you. The internet, like we were talking about before, how the internet has just changed everything. Well, the internet is the most powerful part of it is information, the access mm-hmm. to information, access to other developers, for example. Mm-hmm. So I've participated in a few cooperative education programs through Zona Games, where I basically let the students learn how to make their own game. One of the key elements I make is, don't just always come to me for help, but find out how to find help on your own. So if you can, the moment you have a problem that you seek out the solution yourself on the internet and you figure that out, you're now free. You've gained an independence, and that's key, I think. So I don't know if that really addresses that, but...
Well, I think it speaks to the level of access that young people have. We all mm-hmm. do, but I think it's important that young people realize, especially when, you know, I think there's concern out there that young people are being, you know, they're certainly massive consumers of media and of information. And
they know how to use it better than we do sometimes,
for sure,
right?
They do. For sure they do. And I think it's important to realize, too, that you can access anybody. You know, this came up in our during BizCraft, mm-hmm. and a lot of us have the idea that, well, I could never call that person because they're inaccessible. Actually, Matthew, you had a good story that related to that. Do you mind?
You want me to talk about it? Okay, so the biggest person, I guess, I don't know what the word is, the richest person, let's say, that I talked to is this, I won't mention his name, it's a billionaire. He was behind the creation of MySpace. So for people who don't know, that's the Facebook before uh-huh. Facebook. And that was worth, MySpace at one point, I think was worth $500 million. This guy's a billionaire in many different ways. And he ended up owning a video game company that I thought about working with. The company, I'll leave the name out for the, just because I don't want to put the names out there, but there was a reason I should talk to this guy, and I had a female friend who was an entrepreneur out west, and she kept bugging me over and over again to call this guy up, and I was like, I can't approach this guy. What are you talking about? She said, just call him up, just simply call him up. So I did, and there was no response. So I left it at that. She says, no, just call him up again. Just keep doing it until he answers. And then I did. I don't normally cold call people, but I did. He eventually answered. We had a connection on it. Turned out I didn't work with him or for his company or anything like that. But in that conversation, it was amazing that this guy basically knew the people I look up to in the video game industry. He was around when they were just getting started. So he's seen growth that is beyond what I would have experienced myself. And that insight was just outstanding for me. Honestly, it helped me realize that this is not unreachable, I guess. Yeah. I don't know if that's the word, but it's attainable. Anything that these people I look up to have done, it's attainable to myself. That's really what he taught more than anything else.
Yeah.
But yeah, but to get back to the point, I did approach him, and he actually helped me out. He basically mentored me.
That's fantastic, you know, and just goes to show, don't be afraid. You never know what's going to come out of it, and good can come out of a situation you may not be comfortable with at first.
That's right.
But then it can all turn out. So finally for you, Steve, what did the youth take away from this BizCraft session, and what are the next steps for the initiative?
Well, I think the young people that were involved started to realize, first of all, they're not alone, right? There's a community of people that have an interest in starting their own business. Even if young people came, maybe not even interested in starting their own business, but just to see what's what, I think they would have taken away that it's doable. You're not alone. Being afraid is normal. Some of the obstacles that are perceived to be there aren't there. And then some of the roadblocks you haven't even thought of yet will show up. And when they do, there's help.
Yeah.
I think the next step, one of the things that we're hoping to continue discussing with Seed and with some of the other partners involved is how do we, as a community, what supports do we need to have in place to hold this community? You know, I know NSCC, I didn't mention them as a sponsor. They've done a lot to help foster creativity and entrepreneurship through their programs. They were a sponsor for our event. And I think we have to take it to the next level and figure out how do we get an incubator or an accelerator, some sort of organization whose mandate it is to hold and nurture and empower locally grown businesses. And I hope I can talk Matthew into playing a role with that.
Well, I know I want to have both you guys back in here very soon. You guys have a lot of interesting things going on, and I want to wish you best of luck, Matt, in your future with Zonna Games. It sounds very interesting, and we'll look forward to more updates on that. And Steve, again, thank you for coming in as well. We'll talk more about this in the future. It was the BizCraft event last Saturday, and it provided a lot of information for youth in entrepreneurship. So hopefully another session will be coming up again soon.
Let's hope so. Thanks very much, Kevin.
Yep. Thanks a lot.
Steve Paquette and Matthew Doucette on The Weekender on CJLS.